Moving on now, three generations of Czechs have been raised on the adventures of Bobík, Mišpulín, Fifinka and Pindia. They're the stars of the comic Štyřlístek, which is this Friday celebrating its 40th birthday. Rosie Johnston met the man behind what's become a staple of Czech childhoods.
Jaroslav Němeček has been drawing Štyřlístek for the past 40 years. He came up with the idea for the comic on a trip to Munich in 1968.
Protože jsem kreslil pro děti už, tak jsem se tam všim těch komiksů.
Because I was already illustrating children's books, I noticed these comics, which were available in all the shops, printed out on beautiful paper and so brightly colored. They were unlike anything I had seen here. So I came back and thought, okay, so we don't have this good paper and these good printing inks, but we can be clever and get around this. Why don't we bring out a Czech comic? So my wife and I sat down and came up with the central characters.
Sedli jsme s manželkou, jsme vymysleli ty první figurky.
The first editions were an astounding success, with print runs of 70,000 proving far from sufficient. Throughout the 1970s and the 1980s, Čtyřlístek's publishers often found that they couldn't get their hands on enough paper to meet demand.
Ta redakce řekla, že bychom to mohli vydávat.
Our publishers wanted to start putting Štyřlístek out as a magazine, but we couldn't because at that time only political organizations could bring out magazines, not publishing houses. So we thought long and hard about how to do it, and in the end we brought out a library of Štyřlísteks.
Tak vzniklo knihovnička Štyřlístek.
As the publication wasn't strictly a magazine, it didn't come out on a fixed date. Jaroslav Němeček says that newsagents would put people down on waiting lists and call them up when a new edition came in. In light of its enormous popularity, Čtyřlístek's creators were once pressurized to make the comic more political by dressing the central characters in pioneers' uniforms. This idea was staved off when cartoonists told apparatchiks that a pig in a pioneer's scarf could be interpreted in the wrong way. People do make an appearance in Čtyřlístek, but as erstwhile avid reader Robert Sandra explains, it's a quartet of animals who steal the show.
Bobík was the strong one, and he was a pig. Then there was a cat, that was the clever one, called Mišpulín. He was the inventor and the brain master of it. Then there was a female dog called Fifinka. She was taking care of the home stuff, and then there was Pindia, which was a rabbit, and he was the frightened, you know, always scared one.
Can you tell me why you liked it? So when I spoke to you earlier, you said you were a fan.
It's been hard not to be a fan, actually, because there was not much beside this. One could read and enjoy it at you know, this point in my life.
It seems that it's become a bit of a sort of cult thing amongst Czechs of a certain age. What would you say were the reasons behind that? Solely because it was one of the only available things here?
Yeah, because that means that everybody knows it. Everybody used to read it. You know, I personally inherited quite a pile of the old magazines from my cousins, and I was very, very proud of it because I had like 100 old Štyřlísteks, you know, under my bed. And you know, it used to be fun for me when I was a kid. You know, my grandma came in, brought me some chocolate and a new issue of Čtyřlístek, and I was totally, you know, happy for that moment.
The gang from Českoprský haven't changed much in appearance over the years, but they have adapted to modern times. They now star in their own computer games and even brought out an album in 2007, which you can hear a snippet from now. Bobík, Mišpulín, Fifinka and Pindia also have a web presence. You can find them all at www.čtyřlístek.cz.